I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works.
Hold it!
Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Then, you just never know what's going to happen to you from one minute to the next. That's something Erwin Springer's about to find out. Right now, he's at the soda fountain playing a game of historical trivia with Whit and Tom. But in a few minutes, who knows where he'll be?
Okay, here's one for you. Who commanded the British forces during the Revolution?
That's easy. General Charles Cornwallis.
Oh boy, he sure got that. How do you know all that stuff, Erwin?
Oh, I love the Revolutionary War. There were so many great heroes, like Washington and Adams and Nathan Hale. It's my favorite period in history.
Speaking of Franklin, that reminds me. I have a book about him for you, Erwin. It's a big, thick one, too. I found it in a sale downtown.
Really? Where is it?
It's on one of the shelves in the Bible room. I didn't want any of the kids to handle it before you got to it.
Great!
Look at him go. You'd think he was looking for buried treasure or something.
Well, what makes you think he isn't?
Great, there's nobody here. I'll be able to read it right now. Let's see. There it is on the top shelf. Now, where's the stepladder? Well, here's a chair. Mr. Whittaker doesn't like us to climb on chairs. I'll just do it real quick and nobody will ever know. There we go. Oh, still pretty high. I think I can stretch up and get it, though. Got it. Whoa! Ah! My head. Ouch. Oh, my head. The book must have hit it when I fell down. Hey, where is my book? Come to think of it, where's Whit's End? This looks like the old dirt road up to Trickle Lake, except it isn't.
Boy! You, boy!
Who, me?
Yes. Follow me if you value your hide.
Excuse me, but I was taught never to go with strangers. Oh, right behind you!
Hey, now! Hold up, devil!
Did he say rebels?
Yes. We have to get out of this clearing. Over there. Get behind those bushes.
Where are they? I don't know. They run like rabbits. Now they've got to be about here somewhere.
Well, let's take a breather for a moment, shall we, Alfie?
Right.
They look like redcoats.
Yes, they are redcoats, and deadly ones, too. We have to think of some way out of this. We could fight, but unfortunately I have no more shot left. Still, there must be some way.
Hey, look up there, above the soldiers.
What?
You see it? That big white-looking thing.
Yes, so?
It's a wasp's nest.
So it is. How's your aim?
Not too good.
All right. Looks like it's up to me, then. Hand me that rock over there.
Okay.
Now, we'll only have one shot, so it has to count. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
Hey, lobsterbacks, how about some company?
Look out! Ow!
Yeah, look at him go.
Oh, we fixed them for fair, eh?
Oh, the wasps are turning.
We best beat a hasty retreat or we'll end up as food for the wasps ourselves.
You said it. Let's get out of here. Ouch! They're still coming!
There's a lake ahead. Can you swim?
No.
Well, there's no time like the present to learn.
Whoa!
Well, now, don't struggle. Don't struggle. I've got you. I have you. Now, that's it. Just move your arms and legs. Yeah, that's good. Oh, this way. That's it. Now, up under the shore. Oh, well, we've had quite an adventure. And I don't even know your name or where you're from.
I'm Erwin Springer from Odyssey.
Well, Erwin Springer from Odyssey, I thank you for saving my life.
Likewise, I'm sure. And you are?
My name is Hale. Nathan Hale.
Nathan Hale? The Nathan Hale?
Huh? You've heard of me?
Who hasn't heard of you?
Well, I don't know. Everyone, I would imagine.
Wait a minute. If you're Nathan Hale, then this must be... What year is this?
1776. July, to be precise. We're just outside of the township of New York.
New York? Oh, wow! Oh, wow!
Mr. Springer, are you all right?
Yeah, I just can't... You're really Nathan Hale?
Yes. I think I better get you back to camp. You seem a bit delirious. Can you walk?
Yeah, sure.
Are you sure? It's a good stretch of the legs.
No, I'm okay, really. Let's go.
Good fellow. All right, this way then.
Wait a minute. What camp?
The camp of the Continental Army, of course.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Halt, who goes there?
Nathan Hale and Master Erwin Springer from the Township of Odyssey.
Nathan? Well, thank God you're all right. You're long overdue.
If it hadn't been for this young man, I might not have made it at all.
Well, you're to report to headquarters right away.
Yes, I do have information that won't wait. Master Springer, follow me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I can't believe this. I'm in the middle of the Colonial Army.
Well, we don't have much, but we call it home.
This is everything I've ever dreamed about come to life.
I'm glad it meets with your approval. Ah, here we are, the headquarters tent. Wait here, there's someone I want you to meet.
This is incredible! Incredible! The kids at Wits End are never gonna believe this. I'm not even sure I believe it. Maybe I should pinch myself to see if I'm awake. No, if I am dreaming, I don't want to wake up. This is great!
Master Springer, come in.
What next?
So this is the young man who saved my captain's life.
Yes, sir. This is Master Erwin Springer of Odyssey.
I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Master Springer. I'm George Washington.
Oh, wow! Oh, wow!
Oh, wow? Is that some sort of Indian greeting?
I don't know, sir. He does seem to say it often, though.
Well, in the interest of maintaining good relations with the people of Odyssey, I say, oh, wow, to you, Master Springer.
Thank you, sir.
In saving Captain Hale, you have done me a great service. I am in your debt.
You in my debt? Oh, no, sir. I just pointed out where the wasps were. It was Captain Hale who did all the work.
And modest, too. Master Erwin, we were just about to retire for prayers. Will you join us?
Prayers?
Unless, of course, you don't pray.
Oh, no, I do pray every day. I'm a Christian.
A patriot and a Christian, too. There's no better combination. Let's do it, then. My tent's this way. Oh, most glorious God, I acknowledge and confess my faults in the weak and imperfect performance of the duties of this day. Direct my thoughts, words, and work. Daily frame me more and more into the likeness of thy Son, Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
Amen.
Master Erwin, you seem perplexed.
I just can't believe that I'm praying with General Washington. I never knew you were so... I mean, I've always read that you were religious, but I didn't realize how much Jesus really meant to you.
And what of you, Erwin Springer? Do you hold those truths in your heart?
Well, I guess I never thought about it before. I mean, I've read about it and everything, but until now I never realized how God really does rule countries, and he is in control of what happens to them. So, I guess the answer to your question is, yes, sir, I do hold these truths in my heart.
Then Captain Hale was correct. You are the right man for the job.
Job? What job?
Listen carefully. Even as we speak, the Second Continental Congress is preparing a statement of independence from England. But I fear that some in that assembly do not feel, as you and I do, that God must be first in our country. And so I have written a message to them, urging them to remember the ruler of nations as they ready the document. I wish you, Erwin Springer, to deliver this message.
Me?
I know the journey will be tiring, and there is little time. But will you do this for me?
Oh, yes, sir.
Excellent. Your horse is waiting outside.
Horse?
Yes. You do ride, don't you?
Well, there's no time like the present to learn. Are you coming with me, Captain Hale?
No, I'm afraid I must travel a different path. Back to New York.
But you'll be caught. I mean, if you're caught, won't you be...
Hanged? Yes, in all probability. But if that is the Lord's will, then who am I to stand in the way? I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. Now, up you go.
Godspeed, Erwin Springer. You carry our best hope. Onward to liberty.
To liberty!
To liberty!
Will Erwin make it to the Continental Congress? Find out when our adventure and odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Whoa. Oh, why did I ever think riding a horse was fun? But this is it, the Pennsylvania State House. Mr. Whittaker?
Who?
Oh, nothing. You just look like someone from my hometown.
Really? Poor fellow.
Yeah. Is this where the Second Continental Congress is meeting?
Well, indeed it is. That's them in there. Come, have a seat, Master.
Erwin Springer.
Oh.
Thanks, but I've been sitting too long already. Besides, I have a message for the Congress from General Washington.
Oh, well, we can't keep that waiting, can we? Here, help me up then, and we'll deliver your message.
But they're talking.
Oh, that's merely Adams and Dickinson. They're always talking. Come on now.
Destroying our house in winter and exposing a growing family before we've got another shelter.
It is Britain who has already destroyed the shelter.
President Hancock.
Mr. Franklin, we're in debate.
Benjamin Franklin?
I realize that, sir, and I apologize for the outburst, but this young gentleman has just arrived with a message from General Washington.
Oh, well, then, by all means, do read it.
All right, go ahead, Master Springer.
Oh, wow! Gentlemen of the Congress, I write you at a most delicate time. Our cause faces its most trying days. General Howe has gathered 30,000 troops, ready to strike our position. As usual, we are short on ammunition, rations, and men, but we stand ready to fight, awaiting the outcome of your decision for or against independence.
There. What do you think of your precious king now, Mr. Dickinson? A king who has massed 30,000 troops to attack one of his own colonies.
A colony that rebelled against him, sir. Discipline where discipline is due.
Discipline? Have you forgotten the causes for which we fight? Taxation without representation. The oppression of our citizens.
Unlike you, Mr. Adams, I cannot so easily remove myself from the most powerful empire on the earth. We have no hope of winning. Better live Englishmen than dead patriots.
There are many, Mr. Dickinson, who would say that to live under English rule is to be dead.
Hear, hear. Really, Mr. Franklin? And does this cause merit sending our small army to certain defeat against such overwhelming numbers?
But it's not certain defeat. We'll win, honest.
Master Springer, you are a guest of this assembly. Please remember that.
Yes, sir.
The cause of freedom merits any price, Mr. Dickinson. And as for myself, this great force only spurs my belief that we must strengthen our unity, not weaken it. We must indeed all hang together. Or most assuredly, we will all hang separately.
I think General Washington will not find his opponents so amusing.
Of what concern is the size of the enemy? I feel no anxiety at the large army against us. Have we forgotten the remarkable interventions of heaven in our favor? God will not forsake a people engaged in so righteous a cause if we remember his loving kindness.
And are we so sure that God is with us?
General Washington thinks so.
Master Springer.
I'm sorry, President Hancock. I know I shouldn't talk, but I haven't finished the message. I firmly believe that God is on our side, as long as we are on his. And so, my only request is that you seek the counsel of Almighty God and humbly implore his providence in this most solemn task. G. Washington.
Well, the general's faith does him credit, to be sure. But most military men believe that God is with them. It hardly makes it so. More likely, God doesn't care at all about this conflict.
He cares, Mr. Dickinson. I have lived so a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?
You speak of empires, Dr. Franklin, but I see no empire here. Only 13 colonies trying to bind together into a commonwealth. And what will happen to that commonwealth in 20 or 30 years, gentlemen? Might not this great union itself become unwieldy and split into separate commonwealths?
No, it won't. It'll stay together and grow. What you're doing here today is the beginning of a great nation, the greatest in the whole world. You can't give it up now. You can't.
The idle dreams of youth. But what does reality say, gentlemen? Does it not tell us that this union you hold so dear will dissolve, and the many who have been sacrificed on the altar of freedom will have died in vain? I implore you, gentlemen, don't let that happen. Vote against independence!
Mr. Adams, have you anything to say?
What can I say that hasn't already been hackneyed back and forth 100 times in this room? The issue is plain. Before God, I believe the hour has come. Live or die, survive or perish, I am for the Declaration. It is my living sentiment, and by the blessing of God, it shall be my dying sentiment. Independence now, independence forever.
It must still be put to the vote.
Mr. President, may I say something?
Mr. Dickinson?
I'm sure that my behavior today will finish off my popularity in this land. But I would rather be unpopular forever than vote away the blood and happiness of my countrymen. It's clear I can't stop you, but I also can't, in good conscience, vote with you. Therefore, I respectfully take my leave.
A noble fellow.
Indeed.
To the vote, gentlemen. Resolved that these United States are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. New Hampshire?
Aye.
Massachusetts?
Aye. It becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political band.
Rhode Island?
All these truths to be self-evident.
New Jersey?
That all men are created equal.
Pennsylvania?
Aye. Do declare that
Virginia,
these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
South Carolina.
And for the support of this declaration, with firm
Delaware.
Reliance on the protection of divine providence,
Maryland.
We mutually pledge to each other our lives,
Georgia.
Our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
New York.
New York respectfully abstains.
That's 12-0 with one abstention. The motion passes.
Yeah!
Erwin Springer, proclaim the news that these United States under God are now and forevermore free.
The colonies have independence. The Declaration has passed. The United States of America are free. Hooray! United States are free. The United States are free.
Erwin. Oh. Erwin? Oh, come on now. Wake up. Attaboy.
Oh, ow, my head. Oh, Mr. Franklin?
Franklin? No, it's Mr. Whittaker.
Easy now, easy. You took quite a fall.
I was in Philadelphia with Benjamin Franklin and John Adams.
Oh, it sounds like he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go check on the ambulance.
What happened?
Oh, your chair slipped out from under you. Looks like the book hit you and you hit the floor. You were only out for a couple of seconds, but we'll take you to the hospital just in case. Now, what were you talking about when you woke up?
Oh, I had this incredible dream. I was in the Revolution with Nathan Hale, and I prayed with George Washington, and he sent me back to the Continental Congress with a message, and I saw them sign the Declaration of Independence.
Wait a minute. Easy now. Sounds like you've had quite an adventure.
Oh, I know it was only a dream, but it seems so real.
Well, dreams are that way sometimes.
Yeah, but you know what was really weird, Mr. Whittaker?
What?
Benjamin Franklin looked and sounded just like you.
Really? Poor fellow.
Oh, wow!
You know, no matter how incredible a dream or fantasy story may be, it just can't compete with the excitement of real life. For instance, did you know that General Washington really did pray for God's guidance and protection every morning and every night? And God heard him, too, because in one battle, the general had two horses shot out from under him and four bullet holes shot through his coat, and yet he still came out of the battle safe and sound. Now that's adventure. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. All stories are written and directed by Paul McCusker and Phil Lawler. Our production engineers are Bob Luttrell and Dave Arnold. Our producer is Steve Harris and our executive producer, Chuck Volte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.